No.
Oh my god. Hi everyone.
Hi.
What's up?
Anna just made a super creepy
real
face.
We're real good at this. Okay, so today we're talking about Penny Dreadful.
Oh my god.
It's just gonna be 45 minutes of us laughing.
That's fine. I'm okay with that.
Joy.
That's not what it normally is.
But she can laugh if she wants to.
Okay, Penny Dreadful, season 1, episode 2.
Which was not Seance. As funny as I'm laughing about, like, laughing about this being funny, but this show was not funny.
No.
This show was way more... Okay, I was prepared. Okay, first. Has anyone ever seen it before?
No.
Mm-mm.
No. Had you heard of it before?
Yes. I remember when it was being advertised on Showtime, because I was watching Dexter at the time.
It was on Showtime, okay.
And they kept saying, for Dexter fans, because Dexter was winding down, I think it was in the last season, and everyone was like, for those Dexter fans, next is Penny Dreadful. And I remember
they
thinking...
They say it seductively like that?
Very.
Like, well, you know, all advertisements have to be said in a seductive voice.
And I was like, this feels very different from the tone that Dexter had.
I didn't know it's a scary show. I didn't know that.
I didn't know either.
I knew it was dark.
Just like dark, weird history. Because I knew there was like different characters of like...
historical and real and...
Yeah, mixed together. And so I kind of knew like the premise of it. But now that I'm actually watching it, I know that I had no idea what the fuck I was in for. And I was not prepared for it to be that creepy. Like, I knew it was going to be creepy. I didn't think it, like, I should have known when it said seance. Like, oh, that's really
well, which, speaking of, let's give the synopsis. So, Venezia. Vanessa and Sir Malcolm attend a party at the home of Egyptologist Sir... Ferdinand Lyle, where they encounter the handsome, enigmatic Dorian Gray.
Ferdinand Lyle sounds like the Lyle guy off of Tarzan.
Is he related to
or
Christian
George
Gray?
Or George in the Jungle.
Is he related to Christian Gray?
Well, it seems like...
I mean, you would know you watch the movies.
They're both kinky, so...
Ew. Having sex with someone who's like...
coughing up blood
on you, like,
yeah,
ugh.
Because I think I wrote that because nothing says sexy time like coughing up blood.
But
yeah.
Whenever he said consumption, I immediately started singing Moulin Rouge in my head. If I should die this very moment, like, ugh.
What's his emo haircut that he got going on?
Right,
that's he was so, like... he was the original Spider-Man on Broadway, and
oh, really?
During the seance scene, I wrote, "Hey, Reeve Carney, was this scarier than Spider-Man? Almost dying in Spider-Man."
Dang.
I really like the title sequence. I think it was really cool.
It was very
cool.
Too.
It was had really great imagery.
It set a really great tone.
Yeah, it said the appropriate tone. I like the teacup that was like filling up with blood and overflowed.
Yeah, that was
cool. Was beautiful.
It was a cool look.
But speaking of creepy opening sequences and Dexter, the Dexter opening sequence also was really creepy and very like, I don't know, it made me kind of grossed out.
It was directed by J.A. Bayona, who is at Spanish director who is the director of upcoming Jurassic Dark World or Fallen Kingdom or whatever. Is that what it's called?
Oh, really?
Fallen Kingdom, and he also directed The Impossible, that movie with Naomi Watts. And
oof.
Yeah.
That one's a gut punch.
I've seen it.
First thing I noticed was a bright green apple. It was very bright, very happy.
And her,
in contrast
I wrote,
to the dark.
I wrote her green beads look cheap. Like, they look like plastic Mardi Gras beads.
Cheap Mardi Gras dollar store beads. That's like costume department, everything else flawless.
That
those
purple
beads,
dress,
shit.
And when she showed up to the party, that purple
oh,
dress,
yeah,
beautiful.
I love it because everybody else was in like,
but I did.
I mean, she was in that dark color palette, but that purple was so rich,
yeah.
But I did feel that Reeve Carney or Dorian Gray's vest was a little off.
The red and black stripes,
yeah,
it felt a little too like carnival-y.
Costumey, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not,
I wasn't a fan of that.
It didn't fit in with everybody else. I know he's supposed to be different because he's eccentric and cool. But, like, I thought that vest was off.
So, it's just Harnett. Where's he been? Like, I remember he was,
remember
like,
when
so
he was
popular
the hottest
back
thing
in the day, and now he's, like...
Josh Harnett did age well, though.
He looks the same.
I like him. I like
so,
him
bravo
better
to him.
I like him better now than he did back then. I never had a crush on him back then. I was
well, me
like,
neither. I just remember him being, like, the thing. The guy of the
yeah
moment.
He just disappeared for, like, 20 years and then came back.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
Went had a life.
That's good. Good for him.
Or he just made movies you didn't see that weren't popular.
Yeah.
Question.
That too.
Did Billie Piper have, like, something done to her mouth? Did she, like, have her lips done or, like, her teeth done?
I don't think her lips were done, but I think she had some sort of, like,
teeth implant or something.
Because I remember after Hillary Duff got her teeth done, they looked super weird, too. Way back in the day. Because I remember her
mouth, her teeth
just, like, and I know Miley Cyrus did, too.
Really?
Well, because she had, like,
a snaggle tooth?
No, she had, I think it was she had a lot of gums. Oh. Like, she had little teeth and big gums, so she got that, like, cleaned up.
Oh.
But, because I remember, because when she came back for the 50th episode of Doctor Who, the 50th anniversary, not episode, I remember going, yay, Billie Piper, but also, like, you look different.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
And I couldn't tell if it was her lips or her teeth.
I thought so, too, whenever she did that one show about her being a call girl.
Mm-hmm, Secret Diary of a Call Girl.
Yeah, I was like, what? Something's different about your face.
Which, while we were watching the episode, I pulled up her trivia and I was looking to see if it said anything about it. And it's filled with facts about her running away, eloping at 18 to this guy who was 34. He's a DJ in England, Chris Evans. And how her parents didn't...
Chris Evans?
Not that Chris Evans. Oh.
yeah. I didn't know he was that much older than her.
No. And how her parents didn't find out until they heard it on the radio that she had eloped to Vegas.
A Selena.
Oh.
Yeah.
Billie Piper's the Selena of Great Britain.
But luckily, exactly. She's still with us.
Oh, exactly. Oh, that'd be sad.
So her trivia is, like, peppered with all of this Chris Evans drama. And then I went to his, and it only says Chris Evans, former... son-in-law of builder Paul Piper. And I was like, that's it?
I wonder if they can hear our ghost.
Oh.
I bet they can.
That's really... The wind so in our house makes it
so it's very loud. It's very fitting for the show that we watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
the crackling fire that we got going on.
Crackling fire. Yeah, and I turned the lights off. It was really creepy.
I fell asleep.
You fell asleep. Your snoring was part of the obvious.
And you said a word. You spoke and
you said something while you were sleeping. I didn't know what you said.
It sounded to me like, I don't know, or, like, I don't know. Or
makes sense because I don't know.
Or, oh no. It was either oh no or I don't know.
Both make sense. Both apply.
Scared or confused?
Yeah,
I thought that first opening scene had, like, a really great, like, shot of the street in the fog and just the light, like, turning on.
That's why I had to turn the lights off. I was like, this needs to be watched with a little bit of ambiance.
It was beautiful. It was really pretty. I was so very confused for most of it. I think watching these one episodes of a series is really great because you do get, like, a glimpse of what it's about and you kind of get the idea. At the same time, I'm, like, running through the whole thing, like, what's going on?
It's hard to take notes when you don't know, like, any of the actors or any of the character names.
Yeah,
like,
I wrote, old guy with a lot of blush and mustache.
That's my favorite part, just us writing our quick description.
Mm-hmm. I breathed incorrectly and choked. It was ghosts coming out.
There was a lot of Doctor Who actors on this episode.
Yes! So we just watched... What episode was it?
It was Doctor Who season five, maybe? The one in Venice with the vampires.
Yeah, and it had the exact same actors in it.
You got the guy that played Frankenstein's monster.
Uh-huh.
And the seance woman, the medium. They were both in that episode. And then Billie Piper. And then Sir Malcolm... He was the head of the Time Lords at the end of David Tennant's time. They came crashing down with the Master. He was the head Time Lord.
The one with the white mustache?
Mm-hmm. The older guy.
Oh. I don't know his name. I guess he was the one with Vanessa.
Timothy Dalton, I think his name is. And okay. His actor name.
I just wrote down, old dude has beautiful sea green eyes. That close-up shot of his eyes and just him, like, thinking, like, contemplating. I was like, oh. So beautiful, it's like the ocean.
Because of the ice. Oh, in that scene with Eva Green when she's writing, I loved the detail on her sleeve.
Yes! Oh my god, her that black and white outfit. Oh, I want it. I have no reason to wear it, but it's beautiful.
Oh, Go ahead.
Going back to Billie Piper, I wrote down, I only understand 10% of what she has said because her accent was so affected and, like, so, I don't know, it kind of was and then wasn't Scottish and then it was something, whatever. I don't know. She was trying.
It was Irish, wasn't it?
Irish, it, Scottish. Think, it sounded like a lot of things mixed together. And I was like, I have no idea what the fuck she's saying. I'm just going off of her facial expressions and how Josh Hartnett reacts to her.
I wrote that the scene when they're having, when Billie Piper and Rafe Carney are having sex in, with a picture frame, like when he's taking the pictures, there's a really cool shot of them in the lens of the camera, and I thought that was really cool.
Was that the first porno ever recorded?
I mean, if this were true, well, then probably. Well,
it's not recorded, but it's photographed.
I mean, it's documented.
Documented?
So is that how,
so is it that,
I
back
know,
in
I need
the
to
day?
Read the whatever, it's the
pictures face, of Dorian Gray?
The pictures of Dorian Gray, because apparently it's interesting.
I've heard great things, but I've never read it.
Same.
But also, is it that easy to scratch somebody? Like, she barely touched him and she drew blood. Like, a lot of blood.
Maybe she...
Oh, turn over. Let me try on you.
Okay. I'm wearing the sexy back shirt.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Anna's naked again. Ding.
Joy as well. All the time.
What? I'm wearing a dress. And a... And a...
and a socks. So they naked.
It's a lot of clothes for you. It's a lot of clothes for you.
That is. That's three articles more than I usually wear.
Oh, my God.
Dorian Gray.
He was also in the Time Warp. Oh my God, Rocky Horror.
Mm-hmm.
When we saw it together.
Yes.
Yeah. All I was thinking while they were doing that photo shoot of her, I was like, I really want that camera because I know how to use it, and I want one, but they're really expensive.
Okay, well, Christmas last. So anyways, do y'all think that you'd continue watching the show?
Okay, well, we haven't even gotten to the super juicy stuff.
Okay, yeah. Sorry. Go
oh,
ahead.
Wait. Before we get there, because the last note I have before that is how hipster...
My first page of notes.
How hipster the Frankenstein has his water in, like, that beaker thing.
Oh, I know.
It's like, oh my God, he's such a hipster.
I love science, and I, like, my whole life is science. I'm like, this is so cool. Whatever.
Nerd.
It
makes
my
alcohol and test tubes.
Why did Josh Hartnett run away from the U.S. from his shady past? Just like every other, mysterious man.
That's
in
where
a
he,
new town. That's where he's been the whole time.
Yeah.
He's in London.
He's been in London.
He's been time traveling.
In whatever time period that is.
And then... I just... Oh, the epic music whenever... they were having... whenever they were having... He was having sex with Billie Piper. It just, like, epic music. And I'm like, oh.
It's epic sex.
Apparently, since he can die
from whatever
he got.
That's the name of this
episode,
epic
her.
Sex.
Oh, my God.
I really love... Whenever Sir Malcolm came back to visit the Egyptian calligrapher guy, that green striped couch with the, like, gold frame.
That room was very colorful.
Oh, the green. It was, like, nice, it was a very pretty green silk, and just in different tones of green. Oh, so pretty. I want that. I want that couch. The Egyptian scientist, cartographer, whatever guy, his voice. What?
It was like a cartoon.
I know. I was like, it totally throws me for a loop because, like, everybody sounds so, like, proper and like, correct. And then he sounds like Looney Tunes.
But you know what it reminded me of? In the books, in the audiobook and in the description of Outlander, they talk about the Duke of Sandringham having a very high, weird voice. And so whenever we saw him on the TV show, I was like a little disappointed. He looked just like I thought he would, mm-hmm. but his voice wasn't as, like, character-y as I thought. Mm-hmm. But his voice reminded me of that.
I guess maybe that's like a class thing, like the upper class people that are just,
he's eccentric,
and oh yes, I go to Egypt and calligraphy and what, I have a seance in my living room, like, okay, I'm so cultured.
That's the definition of culture, is have you had
seance.
A seance
in
your home?
No, thank you. I don't want to be cultured.
I don't want to touch that.
That whole scene.
That was the scene I was telling you about that I couldn't.
Did you fast forward?
No, I just didn't look at it. Okay. I was like, I don't want to, I don't touch that stuff. That stuff is serious. And
yeah, the whole time I was watching it, I was like, oh, I need to pray after I'm done watching this. Because I feel a little scarred. I will say, though, no Eva good. Green acting.
Yeah, she was fantastic. That was, she did amazing. I go, way to steal the show, Vanessa. And then I also said, what a fucking show, with a period after every word. Because
it's like,
jeez, that was...
It was already, like, heightened because of the subject matter, but then that happening, I was like, oh, okay.
Well, she's, so and she I thought was,
it was, like, over, and then it kept going.
So is she still?
I don't know. Because
when she was having sex with that guy, obviously she was still...
Yeah, but then the shot of her the next morning, she was, like...
Asleep.
Very calm. Like, drinking her tea. Was that her drinking her tea? Whatever. She was, like, sitting like this and just, like, thinking. It didn't seem like something
was So is off she about supposed her. To be Sir Malcolm's daughters?
I have no idea. That's what I want to know.
I thought they were looking for his daughter.
Yeah, so I think that, like, maybe she was just communicating what the daughters would have said or whatever. I don't know how they know each other, but I think finding that out would be really interesting. I am very disappointed that the last thing I wrote down was the relationship between Victor Frankenstein and his creation is so endearing. And then, dead.
He's ripped apart.
Ripped in half.
So did y'all see that coming at all?
No! Yeah. We were both like, what?
You like, and the rest of them, we like yelled.
Well, I heard you. Especially since like the whole scene prior, they're like walking around the town. He's showing
being normal, everything, like nurturing.
The music is very like, oh.
Lively and happy. And
yeah, and then it's like, oh.
Literally ripped in two.
I know. And it's so sad because then you see Victor just like go to the ground to him and he's just like, my and friend. Then
I am curious to find out what the firstborn has returned means.
It's funny because I was looking at IMDb, like who all the actors in the episode, and I saw that guy, Rory Kinnear, I believe his name is. And I was like, he wasn't in this episode. And then it happened. I was like, oh, there he is.
Oh, no.
I think it's like, you know, he makes his Frankenstein monster thing, whatever. And I guess he was the first attempt. And in that, like, flash, in the beginning, in the opening credits, when it was, like, he was looking at him, and he was in the chair, and then he turned around and looked back, and he was gone. Oh,
yes.
So I guess he, like, disappeared. Oh, okay. And yeah. So he tried, attempted to make another one, and now he's back. From what Proteus. I gather. Proteus.
Makes sense.
What was his name?
Proteus.
Proteus. I love that name. Yes, it's always useful to carry Shakespeare with you.
Right? Mine's just in my room.
Mine's in my brain.
Mine's
gone. Come on, brain. Think of things.
Come on, so, brain. Be so smart.
So, would you think y'all would watch it?
No. Me neither. Mm-hmm. I'm too scared. It's not
something that I particularly like.
I really wanted to watch it because of Eva Green, but like, I love her. But this is going to give me nightmares, so I can't do that.
I like the dark, twisty, supernatural stuff, but still, I watched No. I don't know if I would.
I don't ever watch, like, supernatural stuff, because it's just, like...
I don't either.
When I was a kid, it was stuff that we weren't allowed to watch, so I never grew up with a liking for it.
Same.
And, like, even now when I watch it, I'm like, oh, well, that looks really interesting, but I'm not going to continue it.
See, I like the dark shit. I think it's interesting.
It was forbidden, and I'm going to keep it that way.
It's just... Yeah, it's just too... Anyways.
It's too much.
It's
too much. But it was really well done. I thought it was beautiful. Even the scary parts of it looked really good.
I do remember
like,
when
all the blood looks really cool. Like, I want to touch it. Because it looks like they mixed a really good, like...
Corn syrup in.
No, I don't know. It looked like it was well done.
When the season finale, like, oh, by the way, it's actually the series finale. They didn't really tell anybody.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was like
that.
A huge deal, and I was like, oh, whoa.
That would suck. Imagine your favorite show, all of a sudden, they're like, oh, this
is the finale. I don't know for sure, but I think the actress knew, and the production knew, but, like, the audience didn't.
Right, right.
So they're like, oh, by the way, it's a series finale, or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's crazy, but because only on for, what, 3 seasons?
Mm-hmm, because I think people were, like, people wanted them to at least do, like, one more, because it was so, did not end.
Didn't wrap up.
No. Which I think happens to a lot of shows because a lot of shows aren't really that great.
It happens. And they just things die. Get canceled and such.
But I think this is good. I do think there's an audience for it. It's just not me.
Yeah.
But I thought it was good.
Anyways, yeah. Those are all thoughts on that their episode.
That was only 20 minutes.
There's not a whole lot to say, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
that's
really
fine.
Cool.
They don't have to be an hour every time.
I don't know.
Plus, we have other things to watch. So, I mean, y'all do anyway.
No, I'm done.
This was her last one?
Well, then you had things to watch.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. We done.
That's it.
Anyway, let us know if you've watched Penny Dreadful.
Tell us what you think.
No, don't tell me what you think.
Communicate with us. Let us know you're listening.
Tweet at us. Message us. Comment us.
Check us on Audio Boom. We're now on that.
Audio Boom. Audio
that
Boom.
That is going to be
Boom.
Our, like,
we should way. Put that at the beginning. Oops.
Yeah. Well, anyways. Well, let me write the post.
Yeah. Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye.